Review of Section 3, page 158. Independent Reading. Truth and Lies.
In this section, you have learned a lot about what is genuine and what is not. But what about words? They can also be genuine, the truth, or not so genuine, lies. When we think about telling lies, one of the associations that comes to mind is the story of Pinocchio. Pinocchio is the main character of the 1883 novel The Adventures of Pinocchio, written by Carlo Collodi. Pinocchio was created as a wooden puppet built by a woodcarver named Geppetto, who lived and worked in a small Italian village. Although he was created as a wooden puppet, Pinocchio dreamed of becoming a real boy. Pinocchio was known for having a short nose that got longer whenever he was stressed, and particularly whenever he told a lie. Nowadays, the name Pinocchio is often used to describe someone who tells lies and makes up exaggerated stories. Perhaps it is a pity that in the real world, the noses of real people who tell lies don't get longer. But, on the other hand, would it really be good if we always told the absolute truth? Don't we all sometimes need to tell little white lies? A white lie is a minor lie we tell when we don't want to insult another person or while trying to protect him. Very often, the white lie involves telling part of the truth, but sometimes it can mean not telling the truth at all for what we consider a good reason. Many people consider white lies to be harmless, while others think it is bad because it encourages people to tell more serious lies. And yet, there are those who can't tell the difference between a white lie, told for a good reason, and other lies. White or not, are the lies we tell ourselves or others ever acceptable? We should always keep in mind that words may lie, but actions will always tell the truth.